After heavy storms in June 2008, the president made a disaster declaration for 30 southern Wisconsin counties. Wisconsin has now received $6 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for local governments to help keep businesses from future flooding. Barb Mueller co-owns the Corner Express in Laval. Water overflowed from the Baraboo River into her convenience store and underground gas tanks. Mueller says Laval has since installed a large drain to help fend off floods.
I don't even want to think about it, but there's always that possibility that Baraboo River could flood again.
Lucy Mowry is manager of River's Edge Meat Market in the city of Jefferson. Her business took in 4 feet of water from the Rock River. After repairs, the business reopened. Still, she worries about potential flooding.
That's always in the back of everyone's mind. No one has seen anything like that for forever. Even the old-timers, we call them, that come in here, they talk about one in like 1955, but it was nothing like this.
Earlier payments from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development have helped Wisconsin businesses. For example, federal funds to help pay for the relocation of several establishments in Gay's Mills in southwest Wisconsin. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.